It's episode 83, and boy, do we have some great plugins for you this show. We've got plugins that manage Twitter, a way to embed static HTML into WordPress, a plugin that nukes every shred of content on your site, analytics tools, and we're counting words with a plugin that's so good it needs to be a standard install on every WordPress site you own. You've got it on the best WordPress show on the planet. It's WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fun-filled, exciting episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z. And I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be with everybody this week.
And we're here to share news, information, tidbits, and, of course, the best WordPress plugins we can possibly find out there on the web. So first off, just the usual reminder, don't forget, you want to check out the show notes, go to wppluginsa2z.com, and you'll find all the show notes, the links, and everything else we talk about here, so you can get all the full information and the full impact of everything we do.
Yeah, and actually, that's where, John, they can leave a SpeakPipe message to us, and I know it's summer, but it's winding down now, so we'd like to hear from everybody here in the audience as far as what they think of the show, if there's any particular WordPress plugin problem they have or anything that they're looking for. Make sure you go to our website, click on that Leave Us a Message button. John's got it subtly hidden somewhere within the site. And leave us a message. We'll have you on the show, and we'll gladly help you out as best we can.
Yeah, subtly hidden to the left and the right. Not a problem.
That's right.
So, yeah, summer definitely winding down. My 5-year-old is going to kindergarten for his, you know, first time, and so we're getting out and buying school supplies for the first time ever. Actually, not ever. For my wife's first time ever. It's my second go-around. I got a older daughter I've already gone through this with.
Yeah.
So...
Are protractors still in use? Do you see that in the school supply bins anywhere?
I've seen them in school supply bins, but I don't think he needs it in kindergarten yet.
No, I just mean in general. Are they even being used?
Yeah, but I do have to hone up on my French, because we're sticking our son in French immersion, which means all day long, all he speaks is French. He does not get to speak English at all at school. And
wow.
He only gets to speak English at home. So.
Well, this is kind of our version of that. This is where we speak WordPress, right?
That's it. So off we go, and on to a little bit of self-promotion. My self-promotion this week is to make sure that if you didn't hear in the last episode, my first webinar is coming up this weekend. Make sure you check it out. It's happening Saturday, August 25th at 10 a.m. Go hit the website, find the link to the sign up for it. You can sign up for the webinar. This webinar is going to be covering how to use WordPress with benchmark email and setting up your email marketing campaign, which I'm having fun doing. And I wanted to share all of my experience in getting it all set up. And this is a free webinar, mainly to help me get over the scariness of doing my first video. I'm actually going to need a camera for my computer, so you can actually see my face. If you want to see what I look like, you got to come to the webinar.
Mm. Well, so. That's that's certainly a call to action right there.
There you go. So other than that, you can go to my website, johnoverall.com, and get yourself other additional help with any WordPress support you might need.
Excellent. Well, John, you know, I'm nearing here at the end of the month, debuting my daily show called The Daily Plugin, which is going to be talking about a new plugin every day. It's narrowing down to between 3.5 and 4 minutes. It's pretty well segmented, and it's pretty much meat, not much potatoes. It's just... grinding down right to what a plugin does. I've set up a bunch of staging sites using multi-site in the back end, and it's kind of fun to be able to create these sort of pseudo sites in which I can test these plugins. So I've had a lot of inside jokes and just some fun stuff at Matt's expense and things like that that I've been creating. So if you want to get some sneak peeks and some info as far as some of the stuff that I'll be posting in the early phases, then head on over to my Facebook page that I've created. Got a lot of great participation thus far as people liking the particular page. So facebook.com/dailyplugin.
Excellent. That's going to be lots of fun. All right. That's all I've got there. And what do we got this week for news?
Well, John, Plugin Junkies Unite. We've now got a way besides dragging links into our bookmarks and pinning them and stupid things like that. As far as when we go and troll the repository for cool plugins, there's a new function that was made for users and especially your two show hosts right here, that all you have to do is click on this heart in the WordPress plugin that you're looking at, and you can favorite it.
Nice.
So that when you log in and come back, you can look at your favorites and see exactly what plugins you were looking at.
Nice. I heard some rumor that's going to be going with that said that not only will you be able to favorite them, but you'll be able to mass download them.
Ooh, that would be cool. And here's another idea that would be cool, is what if you could associate your particular WordPress installation with your username at WordPress.org and have an instant list on your dashboard of the things that you favorited?
Hey, that's a cool idea, too.
So then you could go between your different installs, log in your WordPress.org username, and then instantly all of those cool things that you favorite would be right there.
Nice. There's some nice ideas for you, Matt. Add that into the wish list.
That's right, Matt. We know you listen.
Yeah, occasionally, I'm sure. All right. Well, you know, considering we're at episode 83, I think we're building audience now.
Yes, we are.
All right, so it's on to the fun stuff, the exciting stuff, and the meat of the show. Let's get into it. All right, so my first plugin this week is to replace an old one that had died on me, and I was unable to get it working, and it's probably due to the fact I added some additional plugins that conflicted. So that happens occasionally. So what happened, my plugin I was using for auto-tweeting my posts ceased to function, and it would no longer let me authenticate with Twitter no matter what I do. So I went, okay, time to replace it. I know there's, you know, hundreds of them out there. Let's go see if I can find another decent one. And I went hunting, and one I found that turned out to be pretty decent here is called Tweet My Post. And this here is a relatively recently updated plugin, you know, downloaded a reasonable amount of times. So while this plugin, it required you to go create a Twitter app. You know, that's not too difficult a task to create a Twitter app. Once installed, you have to have your app ready. It produces a nice extra box on your post creation area. It allows you to check what is about to be tweeted. And, you know, at first I thought it might become my new standard, but the one thing I ran into was it wouldn't tweet out automatically. In other words, it didn't send a tweet when I hit the post button on my post. I had to manually remember to send a tweet with the post information. Not something I want. I don't need an extra step in everything else I'm doing. I need it to go one step. But I did find it to be a pretty decent plugin, and I did also find, unfortunately, that it conflicted with another plugin on my website that I really needed. And so I had to turn it off and go back to something else. I did find it to have a decent rating. It's got a nice 3 Dragon rating, so I can recommend its use, but do check out to make sure it's not conflicting with what you're doing, and be aware that it's not an automatic tweet one.
Hmm. What was the name of the old plugin that you used that stopped authenticating?
Twitter post? No, what was that? I can't remember at the moment. I have to go look real quick. I can tell you in a matter of a moment, so.
Yeah, okay. Well, while you're looking that up, I will comment on one thing that you said in the onset of your review there. You said, you know, you were looking around and said, let's see if I can go find another decent plugin. And for me, that's often a five-hour trance.
Yeah. That it can be, yes.
So I can relate, especially having to wade through typing Twitter in the repository. Oh, my gosh.
The multiple forms of Twitter so you can actually get what you're hunting for.
Wow. So I commend you on your running the gauntlet looking for actual Twitter plugins.
Yeah, there's a lot more than, like, the plugin I've been using had been around for quite some time. And where's that bloody thing at? Here it is. It's called Twitter Blog is what it was.
Haven't used that particular one. The one I've been using with pretty good success is Alex King's plugin called Twitter Tools. Mm. And that happens to authenticate pretty nicely. Yeah. It's got a lot of cool options to it, too. All right. Well, John, we're the king of lazy plugins, are we not?
Oh, we try to be.
All right. Well, if there was ever a button on your WordPress installation that could be labeled nuke, this is the one. It's called empty, E-M-P-T-Y, WPBlog/website. It is a one-click solution to make your blog or website completely empty. Mm. It will delete all of your posts, all of your pages, all of your media, all of your videos, all of your tags, all of your categories.
Mm.
So, one click, boom. So, a word of caution to those at home.
Make sure you backed up before you hit that nuke button.
Yeah. And okay, that's one thing, John. Here's another thing. Don't put this on a website where there's a client that has access to it.
Yeah, that might not be a good thing.
Yeah, it's the old thing, don't press me, okay? It's going to get pressed, all right? It's going to get hit. So, now here's the cool thing. It basically, I use it for dummy stuff because I always set up dummy content on staging sites and stuff just for placeholders. And sometimes I just want to use that domain again and I don't feel like reinstalling WordPress, so I just want to kill everything. And I've resorted to having to write scripts and things like that to click select all, then delete, then wait a second, then click select all, then delete. You know? So this thing is awesome. So
I can see massive use of it for me because in my courses that I teach here locally, I actually set up domains for my students to use. And I let them use them for a couple, 3 weeks after the course. And then when I need it, I just nuke the site. And this will save me having to nuke it and reinstall and reinstall WordPress. I can just nuke the content and start over.
Or you could actually just rename the button Cancel Webmaster's Contract.
there's a nice use for it.
So it's an awesome lazy plugin, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I like the idea. I'm going to put that one on my list for my course plugins. All right, so I've got another one here. Now, of course, as I was hunting for my tweet replacement, my Twitter replacement, I found the one I actually have decided to use, and I've settled into it, and we'll see how it works. I've just started using it this last week with my content, and it's called WP Tweet Button. It's a bit older, but like I say, sometimes old still works very nicely. And this one here provides several options for sending out your tweet. And it also provides the ability to add a Tweet This Button customization so that when it sticks a Tweet This Button on your post, if someone uses that, it gives them the option, hey, this is Ankan Sue that's doing this. Would you like to follow him? So I thought that was a nice little bonus to it. It does do an automatic tweet on your post. And it does allow you to manually tweet it out. Also, it gives you a box there inside your post area that allows you, instead of letting it just grab the title and adding the short link to it, it allows you to customize the tweet that's going to go out. So instead of letting it be random, you can customize that tweet while you're customizing so many other things. And it also has a multiple choice of shorteners. So if you use a different URL shortener, like I tend to use Bitly for most of mine, it allows you to set that up. And I can't remember the others. I think I had a choice of 7 or 8 shorteners you can choose from. All you do is enter your API information for those shorteners, and it starts working. So all in all, this one here turned out to be very nice. The only thing I miss in here is it didn't give me a place to automatically add a hashtag, which is what I'm missing. But unfortunately, that's just a, well, not unfortunately, fortunately, that's just a minor little detail that I can live without and do and deal with manually if I need to on a specialized post. So all in all, this one here, it gets a nice 4 Dragon rating. And I can recommend it at this moment because I am using it on my site, and it seems to work quite cleanly, and it doesn't conflict with all the other 60-odd plugins I'm using.
Yeah, I'm looking at the screenshots, and I like the fact that it does, after the user has tweeted your page, it then gives you that, you know, at Ankansu recommends you follow, and these types of things. And it actually, it looks like you can list more than one Twitter feed.
Yes, you can.
So that looks cool.
Yeah, it's actually pretty nice. And all I really wanted was something that allowed me to send an automatic tweet when I put my content up.
Huh. That's kind of a cool bonus. Well, John, I've been resurrecting these old ancient client sites from the dead, literally. These old ASPX and you know, .NET sites and all these kinds of things. One client in particular owns a lot of inventory, their parts and things like that need to be looked up. And it ties into their old legacy kind of database system that I'm stuck with. I can't really do anything about it. I can't put it into WordPress. Can't do anything. But what I can do is try and build a bridge, right?
Right.
So that the WordPress site looks cool, yet it still has sort of that functionality. So I found something that really helped me out in a pinch. It's called Static Pages. And it basically lets you automatically wrap a WordPress theme around a static HTML page. So it gives you the complete look and feel of WordPress to old legacy HTML files. So it basically takes them. It only works, by the way, with HTM, HTML, or SHTML. It doesn't do old PHP. It doesn't do ASPX stuff. So what I had to do is do kind of a save page as with the browser and actually get a scrape of that particular page and then wrap that within this. Now, this plugin leaves all the body of the HTML intact, so it's not like you're wrapping a body within a body kind of a thing. It takes all of the JavaScript, if there is any, on the old page and kind of recompiles it, which is pretty cool. But the problem a lot of times, and in this particular case it became evident, there were some old absolute position headers that were created. This site was done in a program called NetObjects Fusion, which I had a bit of experience in previously, but it was kind of a crazy website program. So it had absolute for the sidebars and for the headers. And so in that instance, I actually had to do a little bit of HTML hacking to get that out of the code to make that work right. But otherwise, this thing worked like a charm. It still interacted. It still did everything within the WordPress theme itself, and it looked just like a natural, regular part of the site.
Nice.
So for this particular one, I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Looks like a nice way to build a bridge to the old stuff.
Yeah. Not quite lazy, but
No. Sometimes you can't be lazy. Sometimes you actually have to, you know, pick up your boots and actually start working.
Yeah.
So we try not to as much as we can, but you know, sometimes you just got to get down and get into it. So anyway, yeah, that looks like it'd be pretty decent to help out. I like the idea.
Yeah. It's something that, you know, we often as designers and WordPress developers and enthusiasts get stuck trying to import old stuff into new and port things over. And sometimes there is no absolute solution. I mean, you'll get a client that comes to you and says, yeah, I have this legacy database. You want to migrate all this over? Most WordPress people, no way. Why would you want to get into that stuff?
Yeah.
That's a nightmare. So just keep the old pages. Keep let them have their old thing. Just get some WordPress hosting for them so that they can get some better corporate identity, and use a plugin like this that you can build that sort of bridge in between.
Yep. That'll work. All right. So this final one I've got here, and what I've got here, as everyone knows, I just relaunched my website and rebranded and cleaned it up and set up better organization of my menus and other things. And basically, my idea is to try and get people, direct them to the right spots on my website so they can find the information they need or find ways to contact me or whatever. But what I wanted to do was I wanted to see when people hit my website, where they're hitting, and then what pages they're going to consecutively through the site. And I know there's lots of tracking programs out there for that, but I wanted a plugin that I could stick on the site and just sit there locally and look at. So I went hunting for a plugin, and I started testing several different analytic plugins for WordPress, and I just wasn't able to find one that would give me what I wanted, and that was the step-by-step, you know, they hit my front page, they went to my portfolio, they went over to my contact page, and then I got an email or something like that. I wanted to see that, and I also wanted to be able to track it live. Like, I wanted to pop into my site live when I have people on it and see where they're at, what they're doing, so I can get an idea of what's happening. So I couldn't find anything of what I wanted in the repository, so I threw it into Google, and I tripped across a plugin or a program that I didn't know exists called Open Web Analytics. This is a cross-platform plugin, but because, of course, we know WordPress has achieved, you know, a minor amount of notoriety and, you know, maybe a teeny bit of excitement, they created a plugin version of it that you can download from their site. It's Open Web Analytics. You download the WordPress version of it, unzip it, throw it up to your site as you would an FTP plugin or a premium plugin, and turn it on and activate it. And this plugin has some really amazing tracking abilities in it, I found. And one of them was, of course, the one that I wanted the most, and that was the ability to pop into it, look at the analytics, hit the view reports on it, and immediately it gives you the overall review, and you can scroll down, you can flip the button that says live, and you can see who's on your site at that moment and see where they're at, how many pages they viewed. And if you see one that's hit more than a couple pages, you go click on it and you can go see their entire tracking pattern and see where they went and what they did. Tells you the browser type they're using, whether they've come in on a phone or they've come in on an iPad. It gives you all the information, tells you how long they've been on your site, what they're doing, what they're looking at. Basically, it's a very thorough plugin, and each time I log into it and check it out, I find a few more things that I didn't know it did. It gives you the referrals. It tells you visitor loyalty, so you can find out what people are coming back regularly. Referral websites, search engines, basically all of it. It's a very intense plugin, or actually a program. And it's open source, so I thoroughly like it. I can highly recommend this plugin. And I found that it does some really nice tracking. I might even drop out a couple of the other tracking plugins I've been using, because this one gives me more information than the other ones. While giving me the same information. So I have to give this one a top-of-the-line rating, which is a 5-dragon rating.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have not heard of this.
Neither had I. I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah. I'm actually, I think I've heard of it. It's just one of those things that you kind of brush off. Like, I don't think it's as good as Google or whatever, but seeing the site, seeing that they're active within the WordPress community really makes me wonder. So I'm going to take a look at this and at least install it on a couple of my high-traffic sites so that I can get a good overview. But it looks pretty good.
Yeah, it also tells you a bounce-back rating, too.
Hmm. Okay. Awesome. Well, I'll give it a try for sure.
Yeah.
Well, John, I've come across another one of these kinds of lazy plugins that you install, and then you go, why in the heck didn't they make this just part of WordPress from day one? Why? This plugin is called Post Admin Word Count, And basically, we all have seen the view when you hit, you know, view all posts and things, and it gives you the tags and the categories. And sometimes when you have things like all-in-one SEO plugin, it'll give you the description and the keywords and such. But it doesn't give you, like, the word count. It doesn't tell you how big the post is. You have to actually go in it, even the drafts, you know.
Yeah.
You don't know how big they are or how much work you've put into it. So basically, when you install this plugin, it lets you just sort in that list of all the rest of the posts and pages that you see the word count. So it gives you the display of the word count, and you can click on the word count, and it'll sort to your biggest posts to your smallest posts.
Nice.
So it's one of these things. It's like, well, I don't understand why they never put this in. It just seems like such an easy, simple thing to do. That calculation is already made in the WYSIWYG editor when you make the post, so why wouldn't that carry over? So I imagine that someday this will actually be a part of the core functionality. So because it's so lazy and because it works so well, I gave this one a 5 out of 5.
Nice. Excellent. Well, that's all the plugins I've got for the table today.
Yeah, that's it for me, too. Full plate, 6 of them ready to go. Those are some great plugins there.
Okay, well, don't forget, folks, go check us out on iTunes and give us some ratings. Help us knock out those non-existent podcasts that are still floating around there. Don't forget to go check us out at blueberry.com and voa.com. And by the time next episode rolls around, we should have Stitcher up and running fully.
Yes. Nice. Can't wait for that. All right, well, John, where can they find us?
They can find me on my website, johnoverall.com. Go find me over at Twitter, at @OnkOnSue. And you can also email me, john@wppro.ca.
Awesome. Well, you can find me at marcuscouch.com. Also, Twitter is @MarcusCouch. My new show Twitter for the Daily Plugin Show is going to be @DailyPlugin. Pretty much everything I do is Daily Plugin. Facebook is facebook.com/DailyPlugin. So the show's just about to launch, so just go head on over there and take a look at what I've got going on and get some of the previews and help me shape the show in an early stage.
There you go. That's all we got. Thanks a lot, folks.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh